You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. It is Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Revelation chapter 18. I want to invite you to visit our website. It's wgodontheair.net. That's one of them. You can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. I have a couple other websites too. If you're able to write them down, if you're at home listening to this podcast, maybe you're listening on the radio. Some of my other websites, majoritytext.com is where my Bible translation from the Majority Text is available for you to look at. Also, gospelstudy.net, former name of this program's website there. It's got links to the podcast. There's over 5 years worth of programs you can download and listen to. There's a link to some blogs and things that I've written. So I encourage you, stay in the Word. Occupy until He returns, and I believe He's coming back soon. The question is, are you ready, and are you looking for Him? Because He's coming back a second time, the Bible says, apart from sin, unto all those that look for Him. My prayer is that you'd have a crick in your neck, friends, from looking up. We're in Revelation chapter 18. We're looking at the fall of a city that don't really mean a hill of beans today, is Babylon. What is it today? It's a piece of flat land somewhere, right? Now, this Saddam Hussein was attempting to rebuild it. At the time of his demise, he was infatuated with King Nebuchadnezzar, and he was rebuilding Babylon. Didn't finish it, but I've seen pictures of it, and rebuilt some nice things in honor of him. I've also heard, too, that in Iraq, they had billboards and pictures of what he envisioned Nebuchadnezzar to look like. And they were all over. If you went through Iraq 15 years ago, you would find pictures of Nebuchadnezzar from 600 BC. Fascinating. Now, the Bible says that city of Babylon is going to be flourishing and thriving again. Revelation chapter 18, we're going to look at the destruction of this city. Now, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons. Listen to the people, the beings, the things. Listen to the residents of Babylon. She has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and detestable bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have all become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Okay, now there's time is coming where this city apparently is going to be rebuilt again. I believe that, unless if this is a code word for something else. Perhaps Babylon is a reference to another city. You know, you That's in the Bible as well. Well, first off, Peter, when he closed off his first letter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, he says, "Those from Babylon greet you." Now, we believe he was in Rome when he wrote that, and the early Christians knew that a reference to Babylon was Rome because they were comparing Rome to Babylon because of the idol worship and the Caesar and emperor worship that was going on. The early Christians called Rome Babylon. So when we see the fall of Babylon, maybe it's a reference to the fall of Rome, and maybe Babylon itself is not going to be rebuilt. That's entirely possible as well. And sometimes you do see words that are code words for something else. Revelation chapter 11, at the death of two witnesses, it called Jerusalem Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. That's how we know really what the author was talking about. But he referenced Jerusalem to Sodom and Egypt. And then he says, after a comma there, where also our Lord was crucified, and we know what he was talking about. So when we see Babylon, very well, perhaps it could be a reference to something else, maybe Rome or something else. The thing is, we see is that this place is definitely haunted. You don't want to go here, and you don't want to buy real estate here. My advice to you, don't buy a condo in Babylon. This is going to be the place. You see, all the money's going to end up here. All the money from Dubai, all the money in the Middle East, all the money from the rich folk here, this is going to be the place to be. You see, this is going to be stylish town here. Is this Babylon, the center for everything, great and rich Babylon, which the Bible says is a dwelling place of devils, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every detestable bird. Literal, figurative, I don't know. This I know. You don't want to buy real estate. You talk about having bad neighbors out here today. You're going to have some pretty bad neighbors over there in this new Babylon, wherever that may be. I don't know where it is. This I know. Stay out of the city. This I know. Don't invest there. This I know. Don't buy a condo there, because you are not going to like your neighbors very much. Verse 4, I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people." Notice there's still Christians on the earth. My people, this is God speaking, talking about his people. I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." You see, you got to come out of there. It's just like when the angels came and took Lot and his wife and daughters out of Sodom before the judgment came. Here, God's saying to his people, "Come out of her, my people, come out. Lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues, you better get out of this town, because judgment's coming on Babylon. Her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." Once again, we see that phrase of God remembering. I did a prior program on that, looking at all the times following from Genesis to Revelation, where it says God remembered, all the way back to the rainbow, all the way here to the end, where God remembers. You know, there's only one thing that God does not remember. You know what that is? Your sins, after you confess and repent of them. Yeah, that's right. Don't let anyone else on the radio or anyone else tell you you don't need to repent of your sins. Because the Bible says, if you care to know what the Bible says, it says, if we confess our sins. Now, this is written to believers, not written to unbelievers. Believe it or not, John is for us, the church, the family of God. If we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then verse 10, it says this, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. We need to confess our sins. The only thing that God does not remember is your sins after you confess them. Homologeo, speak the same thing. Acknowledge what they are, what God already knows. Confess your sins, turn and repent of them, and then God will not remember your sins. That's what he says in Jeremiah. That's what he says also in, I believe, Psalm 103, verse 12 as well. God does not remember our sins anymore. Verse 6, render to her as she rendered to you, and repay her double. Now, this is the voice from heaven asking and praying for this. Render to her just as she rendered to you. Repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mix double for her. It's almost a joke, like walking into a bar and saying, give me a double. This person here up in heaven is asking God, mix Babylon and the people there a double. For all the evil that they've done, Lord God, repay here to Babylon double for all that they have done. He goes on, this is verse 7. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will see no sorrow. You know, people say this kind of stuff all the time, don't they? They think they're invincible and they think that nothing bad will ever happen to them. I will never see any sorrow. No one sees what I do. And yet the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. It says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, God sees all, everything that you've done, everything that you have said. It says in Matthew chapter 12, I think it's verse 38, everything you've spoken in the silence, spoken in the dark, will be proclaimed on the rooftops. God knows all, sees all, knows every thought and intents of the heart. Nothing is hidden from his sight, it says in the book of Hebrews. Verse 8, therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Now one day, I take this literally, one day. And not only that, now verse 9, now the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come. Notice that. First we have one day, which I believe is literal. Now we have one hour, which I believe is literal. No reason not to take it that way. In one hour your judgment has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys her merchandise anymore. Verse 17, for in one hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea stood at a distance. All right, well, that's about it here for this chapter here. We're looking at the destruction of Babylon. Matter of fact, we'll do one more program here tomorrow. We'll pick it up here in verse 21 at the very end of chapter 18. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come.